Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah will deal with the details of somebody who worships Avodah Zarah and how we find them guilty. Now, it's important to note that there's two different ways that a person, categories of worship of Avodah Zarah. One is to worship the Avodah Zarah in whatever is the normal fashion of worshiping this Avodah Zarah, no matter what that activity may be. It may be unique to that Avodah Zarah. And then there's other activities which are universal, and that is that even if it's not the normal way to worship that Avodah Zarah, but since this is it's under really four categories, and those four categories, since they are utilized in the Beis HaMikdash to worship Hashem, and a person is not allowed to do those activities for Avodah Zarah, even if it's not the way of worshiping that Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah says, Ha'oved Avodah Zarah, someone who worships Avodah Zarah, Echad Ha'oved, whether it's somebody who worships the Avodah Zarah, that means that they're worshiping it in whatever the normal fashion for that Avodah Zarah is, Vechad Ha'zaveach, somebody who slaughters an animal for the Avodah Zarah, Vechad Ha'mekater, somebody who burns incense for this Avodah Zarah, Vechad Ha'menaseich, somebody who pours out wine or they sprinkle blood for this Avodah Zarah, Vechad Ha'meshtachaveh, somebody who bows down to this Avodah Zarah. Now, those are the four that we talked about as universal, and this next one is also universal, even though it's a different type of activity. Vechad Ha'mekablo Alav La'aloa, or somebody who accepts it verbally as his God. Omer Lo, and similarly, if somebody were to say to the idol in front of them, the Eliata, he says that you are my God. Now, those are all activities for which a person would be chayav misa if they do it, if they're warned in front of witnesses. If they do it without witnesses, they would be chayav kares, they'd be chayav excommunication, if they do it on purpose without witnesses. And if they do it inadvertently, they'd be chayav a karban chatas. Now, these next ones, however, are just violations of a losase, of a negative prohibition in the Torah, in which a person would not be chayav a chatas if they do it inadvertently. Avol ha-megapeh, if somebody who hugs the idol, v'manashik, he kisses it, v'machabed, or he sweeps in front of it, the ground in front of it, v'hamarabetz. Marabetz is an activity they used to do when they had dirt floors, that they would use some liquid to keep the dust from rising. That's called hamarabetz. Someone who's marabetz in front of the Avodah Zarah, hamarchit, somebody who washes the idol, hasach, somebody who anoints it, hamalbish, or puts clothes on it, v'hamanil, or puts shoes on it. Any of these activities that show honor or love for the Avodah Zarah is over velosa se. He violates a negative prohibition of the Torah of velosa of dame, that you should not worship them. Hanoder bishmo, somebody who makes a neder, a vow, utilizing the name of the Avodah Zarah, v'mekayim bishmo, or somebody who swears in the name of the Avodah Zarah, or he gets somebody else to swear in the name of the Avodah Zarah, over belosa say, he's in violation of a negative prohibition of v'shem elohim achirim losas kiru, they should not mention the name of other gods. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, there are some activities which would seem to be disgraceful, but since they are the activities that are normal worship of this Avodah Zarah, despite how disgusting they are, a person would be liable for them. Hapor atzmo leval pa'or, zohi avodaso. Somebody who defecates in front of this Avodah Zarah called Baal Pa'or, that's its fashion of worshiping the Avodah Zarah. And as disgusting as it is, but if that's how it's worshipped, the person would be liable. Hazarik Evan the Markulis, so somebody who throws a stone at the Avodah Zarah is called Markulis. Zohi Avodah Zaso, that is its Avodah, and a person would be liable for worshipping Avodah Zarah for that activity, even though it seems to be a disgraceful activity.